Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It was an exciting day here at Rockwell Elementary School in Bristol, Rhode Island on Tuesday morning, where Patriots players like Zoltan Mesko and Matthew Slater participated in physical activities to stress the importance of staying active and eating healthy through the NFL Play 60 program. There's no doubt that the Patriots received a warm welcome into Rockwell Elementary. They were greeted by 300 young Patriots fans, and that was only the beginning. The NFL Play 60 is a program that focuses on the health and wellness of kids and to try and make it their goal to stay active for at least 60 minutes a day. That was achieved on Tuesday when a group of students were selected to participate in activities with their favorite football players.
I think I grew up in a generation where kids got outside a little bit more and like to get their hands dirty. Now they have video games and stuff like that. So I think it's good that we're encouraging the kids to get out and play and be healthy.
It was a familiar territory for one Patriot player who admits that he battles eating healthy within his own household.
I have a son at home who's a picky eater. I know how hard it is to get your kid to eat well. My son's about to be 3, and you know, he's very picky on how to eat. It's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time and effort, but it is worth it.
Whether the kids realized it or not, they spent the first part of their day getting fit, even if they couldn't get past the fact that they were hanging out with their favorite team. Nearly one-third of the nation's children are overweight, and this is a way for the Patriots to get involved and to teach the kids the importance of staying active, especially if they have goals on playing in the NFL one day. Patriots defensive lineman Ron Brace remembers a similar experience when he was just a young student.
I remember back in middle school, a Patriot player came to our high school. I think it was Chad Eaton, then defensive lineman, too. So met him, took a picture with him. He signed me a picture. I still have the picture somewhere in my house. So, yeah, I kind of remember that, and it still stayed with me. So I'm glad I can do this to the kids, you know, because it also brings back memories of me seeing Patriot players come to my school.
Owner Robert Kraft called the school's principal, Tara McAuliffe, to inform her that Rockwell had been chosen, and Play 60 is a program that resonates well with her school's mission.
We've always been a school that's really involved in exercise and wellness. We have a lot going on. We actually have exercise breaks that happen in the classroom during instructional time. If the teacher sees the class is restless, she gets up and does an exercise break with the kids. So it's always been something that we really believe. And my teachers swear that makes a difference in academics and behavior. So to be able to celebrate it in this big way is really quite special to us.
Aside from jumping rope and running relay races and working on getting stronger, the kids had some pretty tough questions of their own for the players. And even Matthew Slater says they were pretty tough.
There were some tough questions, but you know, in response to that question, the toughest team we play is always the team we have next. So it just happens to be the Houston Texans this week, and we look forward to it.
And as Matthew Slater told the kids inside, they'll spend all this week getting ready for a very tough Texans team for Monday Night Football at Gillette Stadium. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.